Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Allie Martin of the Selfish Podcast. Allie, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Allie so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Allie Hembray Martin is a public relations and event planning expert with more than a decade of experience. She currently serves as the community relations and event manager for Kendra Scott, formerly working in public relations for Amazon, Alltech, and International SPA Association. Allie completed her master's in business administration at Midway College and received her bachelor's degree from Western Kentucky University in broadcast journalism, political science, and theater. Now in its third season, Allie enjoys serving as the host of the podcast Selfish, a show that advocates for self-care and living a life full of grace. Allie, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yes, you've got it.
Awesome. Let's do it. So the first question I had was to hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business and your podcast.
Yeah. As you mentioned, I came from the world of the International Spa Association. And as you can imagine, that is a world full of Zen and keeping your cool and advocating for wellness. And I was talking to so many experts when I was in that field, and so many people had such good advice for the world. And I felt like I needed to tell their stories and get that information out to the masses. So that really led me to want to dive into the world of wellness and self-care. But then having that background of broadcast journalism from Western Kentucky University, I did have that knowledge of podcasting and, you know, how to create a show. So I kind of joined those two worlds together and put together a podcast that really brings experts from around the world to, you know, whether they are specializing in self-care or wellness, or if they just have a story of somebody that went after their goal. You know, either to me is somebody that really is taking time for themselves and considering, you know, what they want to do in the world, not just living by the daily grind every day just because they have to. So to me, being selfish is different for everyone, and I want to tell that story and share it with the world.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I find that, and you probably have found it too, as far as guests, like usually when you are selfish, it kind of sometimes might get a negative perception, but I always tell myself to put my oxygen mask on first. It's one of the things I tell myself all the time, because in order for you to give and sometimes to provide value, you have to be able to make sure that you're also taking care of yourself. So that's my view of what selfish means, but I think it's an incredible podcast and I love that you're giving light to that. I know you touched a little bit upon it, but could you tell us, I guess, a little bit more about your podcast and everything that you're doing from that standpoint and how you're serving your listeners?
Yes. So I have a little bit different of a format with my podcast. I do seasons. So there are seasons of 10 episodes, and they're a mixture of men and women and either experts in the wellness world or individuals that have taken risks and kind of put themselves out there and, you know, just kind of listening to their stories and finding what inspiration we can take from their stories to inspire us to live out our own dreams. The format is about 30 minutes long, so bite-sized stories that you can easily listen to on your drive to work. And really, I integrate my own story into each season. So where I am in different seasons of life. I lost my job during one of the seasons. So telling the story of, you know, what lesson that taught me and how I really do have to be my own advocate, because your job, your career can be easily taken from you. That's one lesson that, you know, I feel like a lot of us fall into that trap of our identity being wrapped up in our job title and solely finding our purpose on this earth in what we are doing from 9 to 5 every day. But that can easily be taken away from you. So what can we find in ourselves that goes beyond that job title.
Yeah, and I absolutely love that. And I think I remember exactly what episode that was, and how sometimes, you, like you mentioned, you're so wrapped up into your work is who you are as a person, that if that is taken away from you, I've been laid off myself. So when that happens, sometimes it can be a devastating thing. But the thing I love the most is that you're bringing light to, like you said, you're telling your story, but you're bringing on people as well that are going through similar things, or maybe can shine light on certain things. And it makes us feel closer, because sometimes when we go through difficult things, especially, we feel alone. But having the opportunity, like on your podcast, to hear a lot more about, you know, hey, this person might be going through the exact same thing that I went through, and this is how they fought through it or got through it, mm-hmm. and everything, kind of helps bring us all closer.
It's amazing how those conversations kind of come up at the right time, and they're just what you need to hear when you're going through something. So mm-hmm. it was amazing for me to kind of have that path and, you know, be interviewing people right alongside what I was going through and saying, okay, they got through this, so can I. So really just being that inspiration, but that encourager to people that are struggling to find that identity, you know, what is their identity beyond their job title? But, you know, really at the end of the day, at the end of our lives, even, what are we going to be known for? So, you know, it is not that job title, even though, you know, being a CEO is fantastic. There is more to life than that. So finding out what that is.
Exactly. That makes perfect sense. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And what do you feel kind of sets you or your podcast apart?
Mm-hmm. I think my motto in life is, I fall back on the Bible verse, too much is given, much is expected. And being able to share these stories, you know, these people are coming to me willing to talk to me about what's happened in their lives, sometimes very vulnerable stories and very a lot of pain surrounding those stories. And, you know, I feel like I've been given so much opportunity for these people being willing to talk to me that there's a much expected of me to be able to share these stories and get that word out to people. And, you know, but even within myself, you know, I've been given a platform and an audience, and to make sure that I'm telling very encouraging and uplifting stories, because that's what we need. So I feel like that has really helped guide me and kept me going, because I'm sure you know, there are those days where you don't want to edit one more thing, or you don't, you know, it really gets tiring and you think no one listens. What, you know, why does this matter? But when you think about it from that perspective of, you know, this is a job you've been given, and whether you took it on yourself or not, you know, there's much expected of you. So I think that's kept me going, but also allowed me to look at this as a very big privilege I get to do, and not just a hobby.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And it's funny that you mentioned that. One of my absolute favorite Bible verses, or I should say passages maybe, is the parable of the talents. And it talks a lot about that, about, you know, you're giving certain talents and you're supposed to do with them, you know, what God wanted you to do. But people that are maybe afraid, like, which falls right in line with your podcast, or maybe afraid and they bury yes. their talents, they don't actually fulfill them, and they are not doing actually what was ordained for them to do. So it's great that you remind yourself of that and reminded us of that as well.
I think we're so afraid of failure. So to hear stories of people that have said, I am going to quit my 9-to-5 job and start this business in the middle of a recession. I am going to sell my house and move across the country so that I can pursue this dream. Those are stories we all need to hear, because we can say, wow, that's similar to what I wanted to do, and they did it and they didn't fail.
Right.
So that, you know, that sometimes is the only thing holding us back. And really, if you look at it years later, I think I would be very upset if I didn't pursue those dreams just because I was afraid of failure. But then you see other people around you succeeding. So it's worth a shot.
Absolutely. It's a good reminder to make sure to go for it. And now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
I love that. Something that I loved and have done the last couple of years is a product called PowerSheets. It's a program put on by Laura Casey of Cultivate What Matters. And she has put together a yearly binder that is a monthly guide to achieving your goals. And essentially, at the beginning of the program, you determine what your goals are for the year. And, you know, very much like a New Year's resolution type of style. However, you then then break it down into month, week. So that can look like I want to start a podcast. All right, the first month of the year, I need to do research. And then in the second month of the year, I need to interview an individual weekly. And then maybe in March, every day, you need to be working on editing those podcasts. So it takes it into, you know, bite-sized chunks that can achieve something over a day, week, or month. And then at the end of the year, you've accomplished it. And I'll give you one example. I only have a week left as we're recording this now of reading the entire Bible from start to finish. And that is a goal that I never thought I would ever be able to achieve, because who can consistently remember to sit down and read every single day? But by having this on every month's power sheets, I have listed out, read my Bible verse for the day. And there's an app on your phone that breaks it down into a yearly plan. And I am just a week away from finishing that. That was one area of my life that I wanted to achieve that. And I needed something to keep me accountable. So I'm going to keep rocking the power sheets as long as it can keep helping me achieve these goals.
Yeah, I think that's a phenomenal CEO hack. And I was just going to say, you know, I always hear the quickest way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. So I love how that breaks down your long-term goals or your year goals and breaks it down from month to week to day so that you can figure out exactly how to take each of those bites so that you can reach your overall goal. And definitely, that's awesome that you've been able to read the Bible in a year. So kudos to you for being able to do that.
Thanks.
And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Luckily, I did hear this nugget early in my career, but I think it will live with me until the day I die. It was hard work prevails. And the individual that told me this explained, she was a president of a company, but she started out as an intern, moved into the assistant role, and worked her way up to the president role. And it's so simple, but yet it's so powerful, because she explained it as, I may not be the smartest person in the room, but I'm guaranteed to work harder than anyone else. And at the end of the day, that's what matters. And that's what comes out on top. So, you know, that really takes all the fear away from going into any situation. If you think about it from that perspective, if you're willing to work hard, which anybody can work hard, you go into a new job, you go into a new career, you become selfish and decide you want to chase your dreams, you can achieve all of those things if you just work hard. So you don't need the knowledge or the expertise that others may have as long as you're willing to put in more hours than any other. And I just read a story the other day about two NBA players that decided they were going to practice before the game. And they both went into the gym 3 hours before the game and were practicing. And one decided to call it quits and kind of focus on getting ready for the game instead of continuing to practice. And the other player continued to practice all the way up until he was no longer able to. That player that practiced the longest ended up winning the game. And so the other one came over to him later and said, you know, why did you practice for so long? Like, you're so good, you don't need to practice that long. And he said, I wanted you to know that I was willing to work harder than you were. So I wanted to stay out there just to show you that I'm here ready to work harder. So that, I mean, again, it just really takes all the fear and all the anxiety out of doing something for yourself or doing something that is a little scary, because you are going to prevail if you work hard.
Awesome. Yeah, that's an incredible reminder. I'm not sure if that was Kobe Bryant, if that was that same story, but I heard a similar story. It was? Kobe Bryant nut. So I definitely know that story.
I didn't know who the other one was that Kobe.
It was Jay Williams.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, Jason Williams, who he said, I remember he said that he was a rookie. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons I, you know, read a lot about Kobe Bryant and listen so much to him because he talks so much about hard work. So I definitely echo that. And it's a kind of like great reminder that you can control what you can control. You can't control outside circumstances, but you can control how much effort and work you put in. So it's a great reminder. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of being a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So what does being a CEO mean to you?
I fall back on this Simon Sinek quote of leaders eat last. And to me, being a CEO is putting others first and taking the back seat. And it's not all about the fame and the fortune and the title. It goes back to that Bible verse of to whom much is given, much is expected. You know, once you've reached this point and you are in control of your own company and you're leading that team, you are expected to put others first and take that back seat. And ultimately, I find that to be the most successful type of leadership out there as far as keeping people motivated, keeping people satisfied, and allowing them to do what you've hired them to do.
Definitely. Yeah. And that makes perfect sense. And that's a great perspective for us to kind of remember as leaders, how we can kind of make sure that we're making a true impact. So Allie, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then how best they can get a hold of you. And of course, subscribe to your podcast.
Thanks, Gresham. You can visit selfishthepodcast.com. And I'm also on Instagram at the Allie Martin, and Allie is spelled A-L-L-I-E. So please send me a message. I would love to hear from you. And if you have a suggestion of someone that needs to be interviewed on the Selfish Podcast, I would love to hear it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We'll make sure to have those links in the show notes and that information. But Allie, thank you so much for all the awesome things that you're doing. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.